Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. And we are sharing with you on the subject of possessing your inheritance in Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. He has entered into His present day ministry as High Priest over the New Covenant, which is a better covenant made with better promises, praise God. And now we have an inheritance in Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11 says, "In whom also we have obtained an inheritance." We are in Christ, and we have this inheritance because of what He has done for us. The Bible says in Romans 8:17 that we are heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. We are joint heirs or equal heirs with Him. Hebrews 1:2 says that He's an heir of all things. That makes us an heir of all things because all things are ours. 1 Corinthians 3:21. Now, how are we going to know that we have this inheritance? We know we have this inheritance because we have a covenant relationship with God. To Abraham, God said that He gave the land for them, for him to inherit it. And he said, "Whereby know I inherit it?" And the way he knew it was because God cut a covenant with him. Well, the way you know you have inheritance is because God has cut a covenant with you. It's just like in this day, if someone made a contract, you know that they're going to perform the terms of the contract. Well, a covenant is so much more stronger than a contract. A covenant is unbreakable, praise God. And God is going to perform the word of His covenant. And He's given you the promises of God. And He wants you to possess the gate of your enemies. You're going to possess the gate of those who hate you. And you're going to overcome the devil because the devil tries to hinder you from possessing the promises of God in your life. Now we saw principles that are important for you to be able to possess your inheritance. In Leviticus chapter 20, verse 24, we saw the principle that we must separate ourselves in order to possess this inheritance. You must separate yourself from the world. You must separate yourself from the things of the enemy, the things of sin, and you must choose to walk in God's ways if you're going to possess the inheritance in Christ. In Numbers 13, verse 30, we saw another principle. We must have confidence in God and know that we are well able to overcome. And it's important that we have prompt obedience to what God tells us to do. When God speaks something to you, do it. Obey Him. Have confidence in Him and know that you're well able to overcome. God told them to go in there and to possess that land. The ones that came back with a good report said, "We are well able to go up and possess it." And they were ready to obey Him, promptly obeying what He told them to do. And this is important for you to possess your inheritance. Get that confidence in God. Another point that we brought up is that we need to wholly follow the Lord our God. Caleb was one who had another spirit. He followed God fully. That's got to be our attitude. We can't have a mixture spirit. We can't have a mixture of the world and God. That makes you lukewarm. And God says He spews those out of His mouth. We must be hot for God. We must be totally separated from the things of this world. And we must not walk in the ways of darkness. We must not compromise in our life. We must follow God fully if you're going to possess your inheritance in Christ. Also, they went forth and possessed their land by smiting the enemy, speaking the word of God, and smiting and destroying all of them until they were all eliminated. And this is what we do in casting out demonic spirits and taking authority over all of the works of the enemy and destroying them and smiting the enemy and casting them out until every enemy is put underfoot and we possess the promises of God. We saw in Exodus 23:30, "Little by little you drive out the inhabitants of the land until you be increased and inherited." This speaks of the spiritual warfare that is necessary. That's a type of that, the physical warfare, a type of the spiritual warfare that we engage in now in order to possess our promised land. And it's going to be a little by little process, just like growth is. Step by step, we overcome our enemies and we will prevail. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the church's onslaught to take dominion over the works of Satan. Another point is that we have to be armed to possess. In Numbers 32:21, they had to be armed to go over and to possess their land. Well, what are we going to do? We're going to put on the holy armor of God, the whole armor of God, which is the Word of God in your mind, the Word of God in your heart, the Word of God coming out of your mouth, the Word of God directing your steps, the Word of God ready to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. It is so important that you realize that this armor of God is put on, the Word in you, in order for you to pray with all manner of prayer to release the power of God to overcome your enemies in your life. Praise God. That's what it talks about in Numbers 32, how they had to do that. Now in verse 39, we need to realize, as it said, that they were dispossessing the enemies. It says they dispossessed the Amorite, which was in it. It was in the land. You are going to be dispossessing the strongholds of Satan, the demonic powers, out of your life and be liberated and set free. Numbers 33, verse 52, 53, and 55, he says, "You shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before thee, and you are to overcome them all." In verse 53, "You shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it." Remember, all the physical things that you see in the Old Testament are physical types and shadows of spiritual realities, and they point to what we are to do spiritually through spiritual warfare to enter into possessing our inherited promises of God in our life. They had to dispossess them. Then in verse 55, he says, "If you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land before you, then it shall come to pass that those which you let remain of them, they shall be pricks in your eyes, thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein you dwell." You know one of the biggest problems in the body of Christ today is they do not cast out demonic spirits and drive out every enemy out of every area of their life, and they wonder why they have problems. They wonder why they have problems such as thorns in their sides and things that are vexing them, or pricks in their eyes, so to speak. That's what the enemy does. He does these kind of things, causing continual problems. God wants us to overcome our enemies, and then he brings us into rest. He brings us into peace. He brings us into health. He brings us into prosperity. He brings us into the blessings of God and having a good life following the Lord Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 8, brings another point up. He set the land before us. He says, "Go in and possess it, and be not afraid, and don't get discouraged." It is so important. Deuteronomy 1:8, he says, "I've set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto you." And then he goes on in verse 21, and he says, "Go up and possess it, fear not, neither be discouraged." One of the things the devil uses to get people to not do the Word of God and possess the promises is fear. God has not given you a spirit of fear, and he wants you to overcome. He says, "Fear not, he's with you, he's redeemed you, and he's going to lead you and guide you into victory." Fear is the opposite of faith. Fear is an area of sin, and God wants you to resist that fear. Every fear in your life needs to be cast down and overcome. And don't get discouraged. Discouragement is a loss of courage. Discouraged. Dis means loss. A loss of courage. God says to the contrary, "Be strong and of a good courage." Praise God. You're going to be entering into warfare. You're going to be fighting the good fight of faith. You're going to war a good warfare. You're going to be overcoming the enemy with spiritual power. Praise God. Because we have weapons that are warfare that are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. They're spiritual weapons that are going to cause the enemy's strongholds to be pulled down in your life. In Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24, he says this, "Rise up and take your journey, pass over the river." He says, "I've given into thy hand Sihon the Amorite, the king of Heshbon, and his land." And he said, "Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle." Begin to possess it. One of the things we've got to realize is that possessing the promises of God is a process. Begin to possess it. It is a process. And he said, "You're going to contend with him in battle." We all must come to the place of entering into spiritual warfare. Christians that sit around and just want to be lazy and not get up and speak the word and take dominion over the enemy and cast out spirits and enter into warfare and pray and be consistent in doing the word, they're not entering into the battle. God says you are going to contend in battle, and you are going to begin to possess a process of driving out your enemies until they're put underfoot. And when you drive them out, God will bring rest for you after they've been put under your foot. Deuteronomy 3, verse 18. He says, the Lord your God's given you this land to possess it. You shall pass over armed before your brethren, the children of Israel, all that are meet for the war. And then in verse 20, he said that you're going to keep doing this until the Lord has given rest unto your brethren as well as unto you, and until they also possess the land which the Lord your God has given thee. Otherwise, you're going to go and possess your promises, but you're also going to help others possess it. That's why if you've got this attitude, well, I'm ready to fight the good fight of faith until I get free of my problem, that's a selfish attitude. God wants you to repent and turn from that, because not only are you going to be fighting the good fight of faith and speaking the word and overcoming the enemy to possess your own promises, but you're also going to be helping everyone else to possess their promises. See, we need to deny ourselves. You might as well decide. You're going to get into the battle. You're going to put on the weapons of warfare. You're going to put on the whole armor of God. And you are entering in for the rest of your life that you're going to start fighting the good fight of faith. And you're going to start entering into getting on the front lines of the battle and destroying the works of the enemy, not only in your life, but in others' lives. We've got to start reaching out and taking dominion and take the authority that God's given us to stop the works of the enemy. We do this all the time. We minister healing and deliverance to people and help people get set free. We do it 5 days a week, 3 hours a day in our church, and we minister to people all the time through all kinds of avenues, continually. We train up everybody to do this because this is what the Lord has called us all to do. We are to enter into the process of the battle, and we help ourselves, of course, as well as every other person to possess the promises of God in our life. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 4. There's another principle. He said that he's given us statutes and judgments, which he said, I'm going to teach you for to do them that you may live and go in and possess the land. Otherwise, you're going to have to be a doer of the word of God, and then you're going to possess your land. In Deuteronomy 5 and verse 31, he gives the result, the fact that you're going to have life, and it's going to be well with you, and it's going to prolong your days. If you will do what God says and possess your promises, you will walk in the ways of God. You will live. It will be well with you, and you'll have a long life if you enter into doing things God's ways. Deny yourself, enter into the battle, and possess your inheritance in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have an inheritance. We're joint heirs with Christ, and we must rise up and go forth and overcome. God's given you the armor of God. Put it on and start doing the word and watch God bring forth a victory. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today,